I am an Ethiopian by nationality, and particularly from western part of Ethiopia, a region called Gambela. On 13th of December 2003, our people, or my tribesmen, the Anuak, were genocided by the Ethiopian troops who were supposed to protect us, targeting males and harassing women. In just 3 days, more than 424 men were murdered by the Ethiopian troops. We decided to journey to unknown land in order to save lives. We wandered in the wilderness for 2 weeks before reaching the South Sudan border, and we were yet forced to leave the place due to child soldier recruitment by the South Sudan government. We decided to foot to the Kenya border, a place called Lokitokyo, but a good Samaritan came to our assistance and gave us a lift to the border. Due to insecurity in Kakuma, we were forced to make our way again to Nairobi. But because of the living standards, we could not live in Nairobi. That's why we proceeded to Dadaab, where we were mandated and registered under the protocols of UNHCR up to date. Life in Dadaab is quite easier than the other place. Like, the government of Kenya and UNHCR, they're providing free housing, free education, free hospital. And UNHCR also in collaboration with other partners, like World Food Program, they do give monthly cycle, like food, stuff, rice, wheat flour, mafuta, soaps, and other non-food items. Nothing has changed, Tom. I've seen that when I went back in 2017. All that forced us to leave are still there. Our fathers bled for this Ethiopia, but we don't have a place in Ethiopia. If opportunities and chances don't hit my side, then I'll consider the integration thing. I've always dreamt of being a humanitarian worker and also being a journalist. These are things I want to achieve.